about Bedikas Chometz. Bedikas Chometz, and then we'll do some Haggadah. We have some time, some Haggadah. And a good var for Michal. Very good var for Michal. Michal is going to like this var. Hopefully, maybe he'll add it into the next edition of his Sefer. How many are you up to already? How many new things you have to the next edition? What? What do you mean, kidding? I'm not kidding. You have 60, right? You have 60 in this edition. Oh, there's some more. Okay, so you gotta. Why not? Double. No, you could find more. You're onto something unique. There's no one that's done what you've done.
That is true.
So you have to develop. You have to go further.
I've fairly well exhausted the market.
No, there's more.
Certainly on that.
There's always more.
The others are little teeny bits. Little
okay.
Bits.
Some of them are good. Okay, so let's discuss some. Okay, so let's discuss some basic concepts. You say this in the laws of the Dikas Chametz.
What happened to the
Vartan? The what? We're going to get there later at the end, on the Haggadah, later at the end. Okay. Save dessert for the end. Dessert is the end. Even though today many restaurant owners will tell you that people come in all the time to restaurant, they say, life is uncertain. Let's start with dessert. All right.
They don't trust the food.
Trust the food, whatever. All right, let's learn something about Bedikas Chametz. Turn to the right page. Okay, Bedikas Chametz. When is the Zman? The first question over here. The first question is Bedika Deraisa Derabanan. We make a bracha. The bracha is a whole topic in and of itself. We're not going to do that today. But is the mitzvah of searching for chametz, is this a mitzvah derabanan or a mitzvah deiraisa? Big machlekes rishonim. Some say it is a mitzvah derabanan. All you have to do min haTorah is tashpiz to somi batechem is bittel. All you have to do min haTorah is to say kol chamira vechamira deika bereshuse dechazit v'lo chazit deviat v'lo biat deyadanele v'lo yadanele v'avi bottle v'lo havi hefker ka'afra deyara. That's it. It's all you got to do is you have to be mevatel.
That's what my wife does. She doesn't clean.
Mevatel. Okay, good. So, all right.
Not good.
That's why you would eat her in that mevatel. Yeah, right. That's what I was saying. She mevatel you too.
Yeah, thank God.
All you have to do in that Torah is bittul. Bittul is the mitzvah deraisa. Tashpisu sami batechem. You have to be tashpisu by declaring that it should be null and ownerless. That is a fulfillment of tashbisu. You have fulfilled the mitzvah de'oraisa. So why make yourself crazy? Why run around the whole week before Pesach or month before Pesach and do a bedikah altogether and search for chametz? So Chazal say, because we are afraid, even though you have declared any chametz in your possession null and ownerless, what happens if on Pesach you find the gluski yofeh?
A donut,
a nice piece of something fresh, something that's preservatives. You find something delicious. It's not yours. You are mafker it, but you may not be able to be oimed in the nesoyon, in the temptation of eating this delicious object that you find lying around, and you'll reacquire it. Or even if you don't reacquire it, you'll eat it. And if you eat it, you'll be violating the iser deraisa of achilas chametz. There are two different halachas. There's a halacha, you're not allowed to eat chametz, and you're not allowed to possess chametz. So in order to avoid the violation of not eating, just don't eat. Don't eat chametz. So you're not going to be in violation. In order to avoid the prohibition of not possessing chametz, just declare all of your chametz ownerless, null and void and ownerless, and don't go clean up the whole house. You don't have to just...
But you can do a bedikah stumma.
So that's life. In life, you do everything you can do, and nothing works out according to your plans. That's the whole life is like that.
Put that Dunkin' Donuts in the corner where I'm gonna miss it.
You can plan and plan, right? So, why should I make myself crazy? I look, Pesach. I'm not eating chametz, so there's nothing going to be lying around in the open because I'm not eating chametz. I have to go search. Seek and search and go under the table and look for the crumbs and go here and go there. What's this all about? Just be mevatel v'chametz. Chazal came along and they said, if you're just going to do the din d'oraisa and mevatel chametz, you're going to end up having chametz lying around all over in your house. And on Pesach, it's a long holiday. It's 8 days. Somehow, some way, you're going to end up going into a room and you're going to find a piece of chametz lying on the shelf. And it's going to be very tempting to eat. And not everyone is on a madrega where they'll be able to restrain themselves. And they'll eat it. And when they'll eat it, they will be in violation of achilas chametz, which is a loisase, and there's a chiv kares. So in order that you should not come lidei nisoyoin, v'lo lidei bizoyoin, Chazal enacted a mitzvah derabanan of bidika. Search and seek for chametz, search and seek wella or haner, or la'arba osar, so it's a mitzvah derabanan. That is the common understanding, and Chazal gave us a bracha. You make a bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzimnal bir chametz. Bir really refers to the entire process. The searching for the chametz, and then the destruction of the chametz, which includes the whole package. Search and destroy in the bittel, so they make a special bracha, but the bracha is done when you do the ma'aseh b'dika. However, we should be aware that not everyone agrees on it. Not everyone agrees to this opinion. There are shoinim who are of the opinion that hold that the din b'dika is an isser, is a mitzvah de'oraisa. Searching, when the Torah says you're not allowed to possess in your domain, in your property, chametz, lo yere'el l'cha sa'ar, b'chol gevulcha, you're not allowed to possess. The way you are mekayeh, not possessing, is with an action, not just with a statement. Just saying the words, I hereby declare null and ownerless all of my chametz, that's cheap. That is not a sincere fulfillment of the Torah's demand, requirement, directive that you shall not possess. Generally speaking, when the Torah gives you mitzvahs, the mitzvahs are to be done physically. Physically. There are mitzvahs that cannot be done physically. Learning Torah. Okay? Uvishinantam levonecha. That means speech. Benching. The only two brachos that are deraisa, v'yachalto v'savato uveirachta. Uveirachta, by definition, means there's a mitzvah deraisa to speak, to say a bracha. Kohanim, kol sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael. The only way to do the mitzvah is through speech, so you have no choice. Normally, Chazal do not give much significance to speech. Dibor is not, is just hot air. Okay, speech is not a way to mekayim. When it comes to 99% of the mitzvahs, the way you do a mitzvah is by doing something. You have a lulav and an eshrog, you shake the lulav and the eshrog. You go physically pick yourself up, leave your home, go into a sukkah. You do something. You don't just speak. Now,
Listen to people, just speak.
Yeah, so when you have no choice, in the avadatem es Hashem elokeichem, you're right. So when you have no choice, then dibor is sufficient. Because there's no other way to do it. There's no other way to daven than to speak. There's no other way to bench. There's no other way to teach Torah than through speech. Vishinantam levonecha. But those are the exceptions. There are a handful number of exceptions. Everything else in the Torah involves, this tayag mitzvos, involves action. Now, you have a very unique situation. I have now a new mitzvah called of Baal Yeroheh Baal Yimotzeh. Tashbis was a positive commit. It's not only is a negative. It may not be found in your possession. And then the Torah goes out of its way to say Tashbisu. You shall cause that it ceases to exist. The Torah puts a positive command on a negative, on something that you should not have, on a negative. Tashbisu sa'ar mi botechem. So now look at this. I can go two ways. I can do this with my mouth. I can say, I hereby declare null and ownerless. Or I do have an opportunity to actually physically go into my home, go through all the cabinets, find all the chametz, and throw it in the garbage and destroy it. So what are you going to do? So this is really the machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim hold is since 99% of the time in the Torah a mitzvah is done with action, and the exceptions are a mitzvah is done b'dibur. Here we have a unique mitzvah. Could be it's the only mitzvah. Look how unique this is, this mitzvah. It's the only mitzvah where theoretically you can do both ways. Theoretically, I can be mekayim tashbisa with dibur by declaring null and ownerless. Or I can be mekayim the mitzvah with action, with a ma'isa. So what do you do? How do you handle this unique mitzvah, dishti nishtaher? This is a very significant machloikis rishonim. Many of the Torah quotes Tosfos that says that you don't have to do it. That is, since the possibility exists where you can do dibur is enough, then that's good enough. Because if it's good enough for davening, it's good enough for Kriyat Shema, it's good enough for Talmud Torah, it's good enough for the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Other Rishonim say no such thing. Those mitzvahs are only because there's no other way to do it other than dibur. But Tashbisu, there is a way you can do it like you do the other 99% of the mitzvahs by doing something physical. By going in your home and finding chametz and destroying it. So therefore, bedikas chametz would be then a mitzvah de'oraisa, to be mekayim tashv. I'm going to search and seek and destroy chametz. I'm being mekayim a mitzvah de'oraisa. And it's not just the words that knock it off at the end when you say kol chamira, but it's actually the searching. Something to keep in mind. When you're doing the mitzvah, you should have, what is this mitzvah? Is this a mitzvah derabanan, or is this a mitzvah de'oraisa? Lemai nafkamina, classic nafkamina, mitzvah is tzrichos kavana. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah derabanan, you can be a zombie. Okay, you can be a robot. You can just go through the motions. All mitzvah is derabanan, you do not require kavana, just get it done. Morar b'zman hazeh is midrabanan. You don't have to say l'shem yichud before you eat the morar, because it's a mitzvah d'rabanan that just things get the morar down your throat and you're done. Matzah, mitzvah d'araisa. Oh, mitzvah d'araisa. L'shem yichud, kud shabrichu, shkinah b'dechilu. You have to know what you're doing. If you don't remember at the end of the Seder, if I ate matzah, you are in trouble. Like some people, did you daven today?
Oh,
let me think. Did I daven shachris today? Can you remember something unique that happened to you this morning by davening that will prove to you that you went to shul today? Now you assume, if I'm here today, I assume I went to the Seder Hayoim, what I do every single day. The alarm clock goes off. I do this, I do that, and I go, and I got here. Mestama, I daven today. Did I really prove to me today you went to shul?
Who says a l'shem yichud before benching?
Before benching? No, so that's not a kasha, because you don't say...
benching is the raisa.
You do say l'shem yichud. No, they say in camp, there is a l'shem yichud. Even a special nigun. Yeah, people say l'shem yichud before, they say l'shem yichud. They do say l'shem yichud before benching. No, a mitzvah de'oraisa, a person is supposed to have kavanah. That's what they announced by Parsha Zohar. The whole year, they never announced, Rabbosai, we're now about to lay in Parsha Svayetze. Everyone should be mechavein to the Kriyas HaTorah of Parsha Svayetze. Did you ever hear such an announcement in shul? Did you ever hear such an announcement? Everyone should be mechavein for Parsha Svayechi. Only when they lay in Parsha Zohar, we're now going to mekayim a mitzvah de'oraisa. Oh, Mr. Raisa. It's not your ordinary laying, Rabbi Isai. Wake up. Wake up. You have to have kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah de'oraisa. That's an important announcement. Because de'oraisa mitzvah is shricha is kavanah. So therefore, the nafkamin is going to be, if you hold that b'digas chametz is de'oraisa, because it's not sufficient to do a mitzvah with dibur, when you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah with a maisa, it's a de'oraisa, you have to have kavanah. I'm now being mekayim a mitzvah de'oraisa. But if you learn like most of the Rishonim that say that since there's a technique how you can mekayim this mitzvah with dibur, by declaring your chametz null and ownerless, and by doing so, you've done a maisa to obliterate the chametz, b'dibur, so then the b'dika is only just in case we do not want you to have the temptation to eat a galuska yofeh that you discover on Pesach, memela, it's a derabanan, and then you can just go through the motions. Now, I want to say, along these lines, there's a fundamental machlekes achreinim, what bisman hazeh, especially bisman hazeh, what is the nature of bedikas chametz? And really, it would seem to really come back and emphasize what is the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah d'araisa or mitzvah d'rabanan? And that is, on a very practical example, is how much time should your bedikah take? How much time? The Gedolei Yisrael that spent the whole night. They literally spent the whole night They start doing the bdika arlar ba'asar at a little bit or which means before tzeisak uchavim even. I will discuss that in a moment, and they would go until midnight. They would search every single corner. They would open up every sefer they ever used the whole year. And they would do the most ridiculous things to us. They were gedolim who did this. They did this and they held that that's the mitzvah. And then you find by many other gedolim that they hold that's not the mitzvah. Because being that you have already, most people in the modern world, Baruch Hashem, people today in our standards are much, much far, far higher than people living years ago, and people have homes which are considered to be palaces compared to what people had years ago. It's not possible to do a bedika. You go meshuga, you lose your mind doing a bedika, going through every single thing you have in your home on the night of the Yisrael. So what do you really do? You're just basically making sure everything has been done properly. It's basically a double check, or it's like an inspection, an inspection service. Like, you know, that's before you've cleaned the whole month for since Purim. You've been cleaning. Now it's like the inspector comes to spot check, final inspection. And what you're really doing is you're just reviewing. Okay, was the bedroom clean? Which one of my children cleaned this bedroom? You, okay. Let's just spot you. Basically, what you're supposed to do is bring your children, the people who cleaned, bring the maid, if you have a maid, or bring anyone who did work. They should accompany you. And part of the bedikah is very fascinating. What the bedikah is in modern times is to ask questions by the bedikah. In other words, okay, here we are in this room. Okay. I'm not going to go sit here and check the whole room here. Go pull out every single sefer and see what's going on over here. I'm going to do a spot inspection. I'm going to go randomly take out a couple of things, see, make sure there's nothing hiding behind the svarim. Maybe there was an ufruf here, right? There was an ufruf over here on Shabbos, and there were some bags, and the child wanted the bag, the chametz, the candy after Shabbos. So the parent put the bag behind the svarim over here. So someone really should, before Pesach, should go and make a thorough inspection to make sure there's no chametz. Mokam shemachnis my chametz. The night of Arla Ba'asar, I'm not going to go do this. No way. I'm not going to go through every single shelf here and go, I don't have time for this. I'm going to go do this. It'll take me weeks to do this. What I will do is, I will make a spot inspection, random inspection, pull out a few things here, things there, open up a bookcase here, look under the table here, look over there, and mainly, who is the one who cleaned this room? I want to validate. I want accountability. Who cleaned this room? This person. Okay, bring them over here. Did you check everything? Did you check this? Yes. Did you check this? No, that. Oh, you didn't check that. Let's do that right now. What you're really doing is you're not really searching for every single chametz. You're just making sure you're finalizing that everything that was meant to be cleaned was taken care of. Now, the nafkamina is, how long will your bedikah take? If you can bring the whole team in front of you, and you go through your house with all your children and your wife, and bring the maid also, it's not a joke. If you have help, you know, pay the help another $20 to come the night of bedikah, so it's not a joke. You have a person that is fortunate enough to have help, and they paid the help $300 to do a lot of work in honor of Pesach over a couple of days, whatever it is. Pay them another $15, $20. They should be present by Bedikas Chametz, so you can drill them and say, okay, Annie, did you do this? Did you do this? Go through. That's what Bedika is. This is a major machlekes. This is what he brings out. It's beautiful. He brings this out. He goes through all the sources, all different minhagi Yisrael. This is what it all comes down to. There are two mahalchim in the Welt today by Gedolei Yisrael of how to view bedikas chametz. One mahalch, which is rare, and it's very hard. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for the average person. Is Get a good day's sleep, erev Pesach the day before Pesach, because you're going to be up the whole night. No matter how well you cleaned in advance for Pesach, a month before, Bedikas Chometz demands you recheck and you check for every single thing the night of Pesach, the same way you would be doing it for the very, very first time. And the other, and they believe it or not, they were Gedolei Yisrael that did this. The Chazon Ish, he writes, he did this. He spent the whole night. Imamish, he was omel the whole night from Orla Arba Osar until.
My mother made me shake out all the svarim.
That was an advance.
It was all year long.
Yeah, but that was an advance. But that was an advance. What your mother made you do was, we're talking about, it's now Orla Arba Osar. It's sunset. And now you make a bracha. What do you do now when you make that bracha and you start going around the house? The Chazon Ish, many Gedolei Yisrael. The only thing he broke, he took a break from, was Ma'ariv. He went to Ma'ariv in the middle. He did the Bedikah right away, and then in the middle of the Bedikah he went to Ma'ariv, and he came back and he continued. He continued late into the night. Many Gedolei Yisrael you hear this about. And then there are other very big Gedolei Yisrael, but the whole Bedikah took them 10 minutes. Took him 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And we're not dealing with lightweight. We're dealing with big. And it's not because they were tired and they're weak and they're lazy. Their tradition is that Bedikas Chametz, if you have done Bedikah prepared before, then there is no obligation to make yourself meshuga during Bedikas Chametz. The Bedikas Chametz is a spot, random inspection, and is to review and be certain that every single thing that needed to be inspected and checked was done properly. And that means you bring the people who did the job, who you hired to do the job, who have participated in doing the job, your wife, your children, and any people that you have hired professionally, even professionally, you put them on the spot.
Right.
And you go down and make sure everything has been done. And you also make a random inspection. And also, you that's what it is. And how long will that take? What?
You used to go around, they gave you a time to clean out your office, and then one of the Weinstock sons would come to your office and you had to stand there with him when he went through your office to see and say,
spot check.
You did your office? Look what I just found. I mean, this is what happened. And you would get the chuppah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because he was responsible.
But you sold it to the guy, no?
Well, it was like somebody once said, he said, we sold the hummus, and somebody said, I said, it's owned by Jews, and they went, yeah. Maybe.
Now I think it's very, it doesn't say what I'm saying in the Sefer here. And I think it's very reasonable to say is that these two Mahalchim is really all depends, do you view Bizman Hazeb Bedika to be Deiraisa here? Do you view Bedika to be Deiraisa or do you view it to be the Rabbanon? If you view Bedika's Chometz to be Deiraisa, the Torah says, Tashpisu so'or mi boteichem. If you view it to be the rice, it's a much higher level. It's a much higher level. It's not enough to do a spot check and to ask your family, did you do this, did you do that, did you do that. If you hold that if you can do it biodayim, and now is the zman, you're making the bracha, you got to do the real deal. If you view bedika b'zman hazeh to be midrabanan, because min haTorah, all you need to do is bittul ba'al masagi. Since benching, you can do bedibur, so I can do tashpisu also with bittul. I do not need to do biyodayim. Also, why are you doing bedikas chametz? Shema, you might find the galuska yofe, and you won't be able to overcome the temptation. So then, it's more reasonable to understand that bedika does not require a 3-hour, 5-hour job. It's a spot inspection and accountability to review, make sure everything was meant to be clean should be clean. So I think it's very logical to say that it's totally zeh b'zeh. We have a yisoyidei stikam achleikis rishonim is bedika b'zman hazeh d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Nafkamina is mitzvah shrichus kavana. And the lamdis is a mitzvah that can be done biyat. Is it sufficient to do it b'dibur? That's the lomdus and the nafkamina. And then we find in halacha, we find in mitzias that there's a machlekes in Gedolei Yisrael, is what is the bedikah b'zman hazeh, especially when you've already cleaned the whole house thoroughly, erev Pesach, leading to the Pesach. Do you do spot inspection and just make everyone accountable for what they have done to clean, or do you actually go from corner to corner? Well, if it's the Rabbanon, obviously it's a lot simpler. If it's the Raisa, the standards are much higher. And then you have to go like the Chazon Ish. He went from corner to corner. He went to every sefer to go through every single thing to make inspections. Okay, this is one very, these are yisoides, spamish. These are very important yisoides in the ideas of B'dikas Chametz. Okay, next, let's talk about the mitzvah. The way to Chazal Masak in the mitzvah is to use Lo'or Haner. We're not going to repeat all the alumnus, but we spoke about Lo'or Haner by candle light, which means a wax candle. You use not oil. Okay, Chanukah, there's a discussion. Should you use oil? Today, the minhag Yisrael, like Chanukahs, use oil. That's not so simple. Okay, we once spent time on this, that you should use the Chanukah menorah. Whoever told you you have to use Shemen Zayizach, like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Just because the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had Shemen. What?
Today they saw Shemen Zayizach.
The Ashkocha and all these chumris. So that's not so still. But look, the minhag Yisrael is to use Shemen Zayizach. But one thing is certain, you don't use Shemen Zayizach for B'dikas Chametz. Because then you're not going to do a bedikah. Because then the oil is going to spill on the floor. It's going to spill on the floor, and you're not going to look. You have to use a regular wax candle. Now we spoke about using flashlights. The minhag Yisrael is to use flashlights without question. The point though is that the when the bracha is made, the minhag is to make it on a candle because the Gemara. Says, how do you know the Medika has to be Laor Haner? And the Gemara in the beginning of Masech, the Psachim quotes a series of sukkim of Chipush Beneros. It's a whole, I don't remember all the details of the Gemara. The Gemara has a sequence of psukkim. It's a complex sequence of psukkim, and the psukkim make mention of using candles. Real candles. The real deal. Since that is the Makar in the Gemara, It's a bit of a stretch for a person to start off by making a bracha with a flashlight. Okay, the end is after 3 minutes you'll turn on the flashlight because that's the way you'll be able to check much better. You'll be able to do a better bedika, fulfilling chazal.
Why do you have a candle at all?
That's exactly the point. What? That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Exactly the point is.
That was the only source of light they had in the
world. No, that's not the point. That's exactly not the point. If it's because if it's purely a mitzvah of Rabbanan, purely the Rabbanan say you should use R. Okay, so then maybe the flashlight in halacha is okay. Now, like I told you, the LEDs are a little bit of a problem. Okay, so it's really better for you to get an incandescent if you stock up because they're going to be gone before you blink. You're not going to be able to find an incandescent flashlight anymore. You already can't probably find one. Okay, but LEDs, I don't know why, how come, you have to see what they're about. I'm talking about the LED flashlights is not really ideal. Okay, we discussed this last time. I'm not going to get into that now. A regular incandescent bulb is much better. But even that, the Gemara doesn't just say Or Haner. The Gemara is a complex Gemara where the Gemara uses a series of psukim in Tanakh to show that when it says in the Mishnah, Boidig Mesachometz Laor Haner, it shows from the times of Mashiach, I think, Chipus Beneros, we're going to learn the Pesukim later on in Trey Asar, Chipus Beneros, the Gemara quotes Pesukim, and the Pesukim the Gemara quotes are dealing with real candles, real fire and real candles, not make-believe candles, not flashlights, not LEDs. And the Gemara says this is the source, this is the Makar. Therefore, to totally ignore a candle and make a bracha on the very beginning with a flashlight, he writes here, first of all, it's not the Minhag Yisrael. The Minhag Yisrael is to still make the bracha with the candle, and a person should not be so quick to say, listen, if I'm anyway going to switch in 30 seconds to the flashlight, so why bother with the candle at all? Let me just make the bracha with the flashlight. It's not proper. If the Gemara quotes psukim that show Or Haner means actual candles with real fire. When you make the bracha should be said with a real candle. You don't see today people lighting Chanukah menorahs, electric Chanukah menorahs. You don't see it. You see in stores, you see in the workplace, but at home, you don't do it. You light Chanukah candles the real way, the real deal. You do Havdalah. You don't lechatchila use electricity. You use a real avuka. You do things the real way. It is the real way to use a candle. Even more so than Havdalah. More so than Ner Shel Shabbos. Because it doesn't say anywhere by the Ner Shel Shabbos. It doesn't say a pasuk. The Gemara does not quote psukim by Ner Shel Shabbos like it does by Bedikas Chametz. And even for Chanukah candles, it doesn't quote psukim. It's purely a mitzvah of Rabban to commemorate the miracle that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. If you use an electric menorah, l'chor yoyitze. Yeah, you'd say Rosham Zalman has all his truths on exactly what the conditions are, but there's no place by any time that we light candles where the Gemara actually goes out of its way to cite Pesukim to show you that the or that you're using should be an or of a candle of a real fire, like it does by Bedikas Chametz. So therefore, it's not something to take lightly. And if we are so nizer b'zman hazeh to light Chanukah candles with real candles, and to light Shabbos candles, the real candles, and Havdalah will use a real fire, so why is it that there's an attitude in our minds? It's very bizarre that there's an attitude by the average person. What's this game? I'm playing a game here, right? I'm doing Bedikas Chametz. I'm playing a game. We're going to make the brach holding a candle. And 30 seconds later, my wife's going to tell me, you know, you're dripping the wax on the floor. Okay. Turn, switch to the flashlight. So if I'm ready, going to get the mussar in 30 seconds from now, I might as well make the bracha on the flashlight.
What happens in a situation where, like in this community and other communities, the past, the Chanukah, and also for Pesach, a few years ago,
Sakona.
Some people that are not responsible.
You're right, it's a problem. It's a problem. It's a very, very...
About lives being...
Lost. You're right. I don't know what to answer you. Three people lost their lives this year. Three children.
The matches throughout the house.
You're right.
Because I even want to have the rabbi here spoke or something at that time.
So you should use a flashlight. You're right. But the bracha should at least be said for 10 seconds at least.
When you make the bracha, you're not making a bracha there.
Let me finish. Like,
what I'm saying is some people who are
irresponsible,
and you're talking about maybe the...
I don't know what to say to you. I don't know. You're saying very good. But yet, look at the world. Rachmana Litzlan, three children died this year because of a fire, and their mother died. And their father, the whole Klal Yisrael is mourning. Yeah. And his mother, Yossi Azan's mother, said about her son, he is the Eoyif of this generation. The pain that he is in, I heard someone who knows him now, he goes to see him. He's in enormous, enormous psychological pain. What happened? He's the Eoyif of this generation. I agree with you. But let me ask you, next year, Habolein L'Toyva, does that mean that the whole Klal Yisrael is going to light Chanukah candles are going to be replaced with LED bulbs or incandescent bulbs? I don't think so. I think the whole Klal Yisrael next year, Habolein L'Toyva, is going to be using regular Ner Shemen and Halavai, the Rabbanim, and all the responsible Askanim will warn everyone to have some seichel and not to do anything foolish. It's a balance. Halacha is halacha, and responsibility is responsibility, and you can't go tell me the whole Klal Yisrael is going to shut down because Rachmanel is of a tragedy.
I just want to say one more thing. I remember hearing from Rabbi Yehuda Miller, you know, because someone's lighting the Shabbos, the candles, and they can't watch the kids. Then
don't light the candles.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you have the window open,
that's right. 100%. Chamira sakanta. Chazal already said this. In many situations, when there's going to be a sakana, then don't do the mitzvah. Chamira sakanta yoiser meisura. Exactly your case. A person's going to light Shabbos candles. No, you're right. If a woman's going to light Shabbos candles, she's going to go to sleep and let the little children run around the house and cause havoc. Then don't light Shabbos candles. Because better not have Shabbos candles and be alive than light Shabbos candles and who knows what's going to happen. 100%. But that does not take away from the fact that there's something called a mitzvah in the Torah called Shabbos candles. And the way you do Shabbos candles with real fire and a person has to be responsible. 100%. I don't know. You're right. You're saying very good. But I'm telling you over here, just because when you're saying there's a sakana, it's not going to be an excuse that no one in Klal Yisrael should start off for 30 seconds with a candle.
100%.
Okay, you're right. It's a problem. It's a sakana. And we don't want to hear stories. I don't have an answer for you. But I'm just telling you, this is the reality of the world, and this is the halacha, and the person is responsible. And today, unfortunately, we have an attitude where I have that. It's like, what's this whole spiel? Let's just start with the flashlight, because anyway, the candle's not going to do very much for me. No, you have to realize that this Or Larba Asar is even more choshev. That's what he says over here. He's not saying explicitly the sefer, the Shulchan Zogmor. The Gemara is the first daf of Masechet Pesachim.
You make the bracha on beer chametz.
Yes.
You're not saying on the ash you're making on beer.
That's the nusach of the bracha. Chazal
and Masechet. Wait a second. And after, let's say you do it on the nair, and after 5 minutes, you get tired, and for whatever reason, you stop.
Yeah.
So it's
bracha latala? No, you ate the bracha. You did the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah. Right.
Let's say al beer and you're using oil then.
Yeah, you ate the mitzvah. No, I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Let's say you.
I'm not even so sure you ate the mitzvah.
Let's say you have a house that whatever's lit up, but you're not using candle. The house is lit up. You make the bracha and you look around and you walk. You pull out some svarim. You look, but you're not using a candle at all because there's enough house. Light in the house.
Oh, so there's so light in the house. Bracha? That's Lo'or Haner. You yoitze. You yoitze. You definitely yoitze.
So the bracha is on the beer. The bracha is not on the ner.
So you light Shabbos. Yeah, same thing. Shabbos
so
candles.
Say Shabbos, you say Der Hanukkah. You Shabbos. Say Lavdavin Or L'chayshach. You say in the bracha, you're talking about light.
But exactly. Maybe that's why it's even stronger. It's because the Gemara quotes Sukkim. If you light, why do you have Shabbos candles anymore? You have electricity. You have electricity. You don't need the Shabbos. Everyone will tell you you don't need the Shabbos candles today. You don't need it. So why are we doing it? Why are we doing it? Why do we bother? Bisman has
that. Why do we do it on a Shema now? A lot of people they use the
exactly
old
exactly. So why? So why you want to do it? We want to be mahader. Shabbos candles. You don't need candles. You have electricity. You'd say if you make a bracha. So yeah, do people mahader?
Yeah.
Yes. So should you also be mahader to do B'dikas chametz for 60 seconds.
Yes,
within hider. Exactly.
Als
hider. Exactly.
Right.
That's
but
it.
That means if you don't use it, it's
of course, of course. Okay. If you're going to start off with the bracha with the flashlight, you're yoitza 100%.
Even if it's a deraisa.
Even deraisa.
Okay.
Even deraisa. Because the deraisa is not the light. The deraisa is the searching. The light.
Even the searching, if we say the time is because it goes to Yafa,
yeah.
It means you don't have to shake out the svarim.
That's right. Kazayis. You only
chametz is in the svarim is not a gluski.
Right. You're searching for kazayis. Kazayis, not the crumbs. That is correct.
Kazayis, you can look down each shelf and see
is there
anything on the shelf.
All right. It's true. That's true. There's a degree. You're right. You're
so
right.
So if I'm sitting here and doing the bedika looking at those shelves, or in there is not going to help me here. I can have 10 candles in my hand. It wouldn't make a difference.
You have to go over
so
there. Okay, you're right. All of these things are okay, but I'm just you still hear what I'm saying is that there's a hider, there's a degree of hider. Just like Friday night, even though technically you can rely upon the electricity and you can make a bracha, asher kedushan b'mitzvot zvan l'halik ner shel Shabbos, and you turn on the light and you're done. Yet you're not going to get shlishi for that. Today there's an expectation that you light a real ner shel Shabbos. Therefore, by translating to laws of Pesach, when you do B'dikas Chametz, there's also a hider that you should use a real ner at least for 60 seconds. At least for 60 seconds until you blow it out. Because from all the different times in Halacha when we do use neros, the one where the Gemara goes out of its way the most to show that it's rooted in a real fire. In fact, because here it says or, it doesn't say ner. By Shabbos, it says ner. By Yom Tov, by Mitzvah Shabbos, it's avuka. And what was the other example I gave you? Mitzvah Shabbos, Chanukah. Chanukah is neros, okay? Haneros halalu. And there you, and here it says the word or, and only when it comes to or does the Gemara bend backwards to show that or, chipus b'neros, quotes psukim. So therefore, there is no doubt about it that there is a beautiful hider in making the bracha when you're holding in your hand a real wax candle and you look around for 10 seconds and then you're smart to be safe to blow it out and change to a flashlight and not take the attitude that if anyway in 10 seconds I'm going to blow it out and change over to a flashlight, I might as well make the bracha bracha on the flashlight itself. If Shabbos, Friday night, you made a bracha on a ner and did not rely upon the electricity, Mitzvah Shabbos, you relied upon a fire and did not rely upon the electricity. And if on Hanukkah you lit the wheel neros and you did not light an electric menorah, so certainly when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, you should write a real candle. But of course, Mr. Cohen, you're 100% right. You have to have seichel to be responsible and blow it out and not light up the whole house. Okay.
You know, who's listening to the tape?
What?
You never know who will listen to the tape. You know what I mean?
This is going to be the best tape. Everyone in Brooklyn, special phone call.
Okay, now we're out of time. Let me just say one last thing, then we'll tell you a little about our God before we wind down. And that one last thing is very, very big. Machlekes HaPoskim, should you turn off the lights when you go with your flashlight searching for chametz? Should you turn off the lights? Because in time of Chazal, there were no lights. You just had the ner. You had the ner, you searched with the ner. Should you turn off the lights?
That's a physics question.
What?
Because the the two waves make areas of shade.
It's very, very good. So I try to read this very carefully. He has a very nice discussion on this topic. He basically shows that all the Gedolei Yisrael in modern times did not turn off the lights. And the question is why? Why, like you're saying, if the whole purpose, why you're doing it at night? Why don't we do it by day? Because the Or HaNer is Yofel Lebedika, the contrast, the physics. So you're saying the contrast. When everything is dark and you just have a flashlight, you have a candle, that highlights what you're looking for. So by extension, you would say, turn off the lights. So when you have the flashlight, you'll be able to find better. Yet you don't see this. He says, no one came out there. He says, there was some gadol that maybe did this. That's not the minig. The minig is you don't turn adab. You leave the lights on. Don't make yourself meshuggah. Turn off the lights.
Isn't the sun on there?
The sun, yeah, it's the ultimate there. Yeah. But it's not, Chazal said that it's not ideal for bedigas chametz. Because of, you know, when you're indoors, there is shade. There's shade and there's walls. And then you're not getting the direct sunlight and you're getting secondary light, and secondary light is not as beneficial as if it would have been dark and you would get the direct light from a fire. It's a matter of physics. It's a matter of physics. So by extension, why not turn off the lights? He doesn't really explain why not. He just says it's not done. It's not done.
The truth is, if you put out the lights, you see better because the nair gives a longer shadow. Whenever I drop a little item on the floor, the lights don't help me. I have to get on the floor and then move a
flashlight
back and forth, and you see the shadow change.
The Minog Yisrael is not. Why? So some of the ideas he throws out is that the electricity is also Or HaNer. It's the same thing. When you have this, no, the lights in your home is no different than the flashlight. So just like Adarabba, you're having a flashlight, and you're having more flashlights. You're having a lot of flashlights. And the time of Avuka, what's the whole time you can't have a lot of flashlights? You can't have you'll torch the house. If you go with a torch around the house, 10 candles together, you'll torch the house. Well, the lights are not, your regular bulb, if you haven't torched the house by now, all of your chandelier and all of your fixtures in the home, then it's not going to do it tonight either. And it's called Or HaNer. It's not sunlight. Adarabba. All the lights in your home are just an extension of your flashlight. So keep the lights on. Another time it's no sakana. You're going to walk around in a dark room. You're going to trip. And you're going to end up in the hospital.
burning
the house then also. So, chamira sakanta yoyse mesura. Don't play games. Okay, you got enough problems. Okay, it's dangerous enough, like Mr. Cohen said, to light the candle for 10 seconds. It's dangerous enough. It's dangerous. They don't let you. The hospital, they'll throw you out.
No, not candles. They let you use electric for Shabbos.
Electric, right? Not even that. Now they have LEDs. Now they don't even have that. Now they have on battery powered LEDs. They don't even allow anything anymore. They're very, very strict. That's not in your control. But in your home, you're in control. And you don't, Adarabba, don't end up in the hospital for Pesach. If you're going to turn off the lights, you're going to trip, you're going to hurt yourself, you have a children, you have a wife, what do you need this for? What are you looking for trouble for? It's good. You have your flashlight, it's good enough. Don't look for trouble. Chamira sakanta yoyse mesu. There's really two reasons. A third answer is that something he says is that someone says is that only during the only daylight shters the koyach of the ner. I have a ner. I'm going on with a flashlight. So during the daytime, it's a contradiction. The daylight and the light and the light of a candle, they don't really work together very well. But electricity at night, there's no real light. You're dealing with artificial light. That is not does not deflect, take away. You're telling me it does to some degree. It does not take away from the koyach of the Or HaNer. The koyach of the Or HaNer does not work well when you have natural secondary daylight that's filtering into the room through the window or through the outside. But when it's completely dark outside and you have a flashlight and you have now in your home artificial lights, the flashlight works just as good when you turn off the lights than when you keep the lights on. So you might as well keep the lights on because you'll be able to see what's going on. You'll be able to see where you need to go next, where you need to inspect. It's not a contradiction. That's pretty much what he's... Those are the three basic concepts. Sakana, and the electricity is also a flashlight. And number three, it doesn't take away. Daylight is problematic to a candle, but not artificial light. Okay, there's a lot more we'll have to tomorrow.